This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello once again, fantasy baseball fans. I'm Paul Williamson. This is Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. I had my coffee today, so thank you very much. I am excited to do yet another pitching stream episode for y'all. I hope y'all went out and added Mackenzie Gore for today. I'm going to chastise y'all one more time, and I swear I meant it. Do not make me talk about that man again. But we'll get into all that later. Let's start with some groveling, begging, pleading. Guys, gals, everyone in between, go follow me at PaulW_34. That's at PaulW_34. I would love it if y'all reached out there, interacted with me some. Tell me what you think. Tell me that I'm an idiot. Tell me that I'm smart. Tell me that I'm good looking. You can't see me, so that would be a lie, but I'll take the compliment anyways. Go follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball's account at Ethos Fantasy B. That's at Ethos Fantasy BB. Get all of our content there. All the new podcasts from the podcast network are hitting the streets right now. Get in on all the action. Buy high right now in Sports Ethos, y'all. We are growing. We are loving every minute of it. We're there to help you win your leagues. A lot of great minds are over there. We are pumping out content on the daily. We got our pickups, we got our weeks in reviews, we got FOB analysis. We got it all for you, man. Go check it out at Ethos Fantasy BB. And before I officially get in, as always, let's give a shout out to our friends at Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, even the live odds while the game is being played. When the game is over, head on over to our online casino and get on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head over to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. Alrighty, y'all, let's get into it. If you follow me on Twitter, then you have an idea of what's going to happen today. I've got a lot of some really good names on the list today for you guys. Remember, you're going into the weekend of your head-to-heads, so keep an eye on your things like your ERA and WHIP. If those things are blown out of the water already, Your bar for streaming is a little lower, right? You're gonna be going after some of the more seedy, more fringy options, right? You're gonna say, you know what? Screw it. My ERA and WHIP is screwed anyways. Might as well go chase some strikeout upside. Go chase a win. Go down the back alley streets of fantasy baseball's lovely world and go find yourself something that might be a little shady, a little questionable, but you know what? It might do the job. It might kill you too. Who knows? That's the lovely and awesome world of fantasy baseball, right? You can pick up a guy and you're like, man, he's got a really tough matchup. He really sucks. But you know what? It's the weekend of the head-to-head leagues, right? Just go out, pick up somebody, and see what happens, right? And I'm going to give you some names that are going to be that typically might not be much of a great stream considering the matchups and the situations. But we'll get into all that, guys. I got some good options for you today, so stay tuned. So y'all know the drill, 65% or under. They will be on the list if they are a worthwhile stream for at least 15 team leagues or deeper, right? So if I talk about the name, they are a 15-team stream. If I do not talk about them at all, then that means they either heavily rostered an ace-type pitcher or they suck so much you don't want to touch them. Alrighty. Start with today's and then we'll move on to tomorrow. Remember, today's is going to be real quick and short. If you want more information, more in-depth analysis, listen to yesterday's podcast. For today's stream, we'll start real quick with a bit of a change with the Texas Rangers. It was Michael Lorenzen today, but he's going to be tomorrow now. Jose Urrea is going to be the starter against the Minnesota Twins. And just real quick on him, he's got a little bit more of a strikeout upside than Lorenzen does at a 12.9% swinging strike rate with a 3.29 ERA, a 4.19 WHIP, xFIP. Sorry, he's got a 15% strikeout rate though, an 8.1% walk rate. Not all that great. You're just here for the win chance really with Urrea against the Twins. You know the Rangers he has a chance to go five. The Rangers have a chance to back him up and give him a W. That's the big value with Urrea is on the win chance side. He doesn't have a ton of upside, even though it's more upside than Lorenzen probably. But as long as Urrea can go five, and there is some question if he can do that. He is a former bullpen guy, but you know what? He can go. He has a chance to go five and get a dub. That's about it for Urrea. I wouldn't chase it in anything more than 15-team leagues or in head-to-head matchups and 12-teamers where you really need a win chance. All right. Let's move on real quick to the rest of today's streams. Tyler Alexander, 15-team deep league play. He's a 15-team deep league play with good command, but that's about it. Alec Manoah, he is someone who did really well last start. You can chase it in 15 teams. I wouldn't chance it still in 12-teamers. It was really just one good start. But you know what? Again, if you need the volume, go for it. Logan Allen, he's a decent 12-team play today. He was excellent last time out. He has the Angels. I'm going with Logan Allen today. Matt Manning is a deep league play today if you want to chase some potential strikeout upside. But that play really isn't all that great either. He's only there for those deep leaguers. Patrick Sandoval, I think he's a solid 12-team play. Even though Cleveland is good against lefties, I'm risking it. I like Sandoval. Let's go to Darius Vine. He is a good win chance today against Pittsburgh, but not much else. Braxton Garrett, he has a 10-plus ERA with a 3.31 xFIP. I still think he's a bit of a risky 12-team play. He's still kind of shaking off some rust. But you know what? I wouldn't be too terribly mad if you started Braxton Garrett at 12-teamers. Definitely 15-teamers, it's there. But you know what? In a 12-teamer situation with Braxton Garrett, it'd be a little risky. But again, you need the volume. If you feel like he's back completely, there is some signs, but I'm not quite there yet with Braxton Garrett. But if you are, go for it. I wouldn't blame you. Christian Scott, he is a bad panic drop against the Marlins. You're going to start him today. Christopher Sanchez, he is a solid 10-team play. You're going to add him. Mackenzie Gore, I swear to God, guys, if y'all make me talk about him again, I'm going to murder somebody. Okay, I won't murder anybody, any cops that are listening, but you know what? Just go add Mackenzie Gore. Don't make me lose my mind again. All right, Miles Michaelis, a quality start. Upside is really about it. He's risky outside of the chance of the quality start. And then James Paxton, you're there for the win chance and win chance only.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, tomorrow streams, Michael Lorenzen. He's got the Twins. He's 17% owned. You're really just here for the win chance. The strikeout rate at 19.6% is very uninspiring, as is a 12.5% walk rate. Those are some ugly numbers. The expected slugging on the sinker is 550. The expected slugging on the slider is 616. You're not really, you don't really want to risk it in 12-team leagues unless you really need a win, right? Unless you need a W, that's the only real thing Michael Lorenzen will be able to provide for you today. The ERA and WHIP might be okay because the Twins are an uninspiring offense, but Michael Lorenzen is an uninspiring pitcher. He has a 3.61 ERA, yes, but a 4.47 xFIP. I'm not too high on Lorenzen as an arm. I'm not too high on his upside. But he does have the Rangers. The Rangers are better than what their record shows. There's a decent chance at a win. I wouldn't blame you, especially those head-to-heads where you need the volume. All right, let's talk Luis Severino. He is 44% owned. He has the Giants. And I think he's a solid 12-team play today. He has a 4.48 ERA with an okay exit before 17. He has a 20.1% strikeout rate. That's okay. That's not great, but that's okay. A 10.5% walk rate sucks ass. But you know what? With the against the Giants, with the look, they're 10th in WRC plus. But I think the Giants aren't a great offense that would be able to necessarily make him pay too hard for those passes. He does have solid expected slugging numbers on the four-seamer, 334, the sweeper, 337, the cutter, 317. The sinker needs to come around. It has expected slugging of 517. But it has been coming around a little bit better as of late. He's been spotting it a lot. He's been painting the corners real nice with it. The execution of the sinker has been better of late. At the end of the day, Luis Severino is a solid play today. It is a low ceiling play, I will say that, because the Giants don't strike out a whole lot. They're 18th in strikeout rate, and his specific strikeout rate numbers are not all that fantastic. There is some upside, I guess, but Severino is a bit of a low ceiling play today. You're really here for the matchup and the potential for some strikeouts, and that's about the end of it for Luis Severino. He's not a fantastic play, but I wouldn't blame you if you went after him. There are options on this list, so I would choose someone else before I went with Severino. But if you missed out on some of the other guys, Severino isn't a bad plan B. All right, let's talk Chris Paddock. 20% owned against the Rangers. Look, Paddock is a pretty good stream typically, but against the Rangers, I would fade him to 15-teamers. But again, if you're in head-to-head leagues and you're needing a high-risk, high-reward play, someone that can do work, but you typically wouldn't start them because of the matchup, this is it. Chris Paddock has the Rangers. They're 7th in WRC+. He has a 4.47 ERA, a 3.75 xFIP. Those aren't inspiring numbers going up against the Rangers. However, He does have a 21.1% strikeout rate. He does have a 4.5% walk rate. Those are some solid numbers. He has a 12.7% swinging strike rate. He can miss barrels. He can miss bats. The CSW is kind of meh at 27.9%. And the expected sluggings on his on all of his pitches aren't all that great. If you go and look at that pitch map, he lives in the middle of the zone a little bit too much for comfort. But at the end of the day, I think he is a high upside play. I think there is a chance that he does well against the Rangers. But, you know, again, if you don't need the volume, I would fade him to 15-teamers. But in your head-to-head leagues, if you're already behind on ERA and WHIP and you don't really care about that, you're just going for counting stats and volume, I think Chris Paddock could be a solid play for you. All right. Spencer Arrighetti at Oakland, 2% owned. I like Spencer Arrighetti a lot today. He has a ton of strikeout upside with again, he has the Oakland Athletics. Look, his expected numbers and a lot of his ERAs and his xFIB are inflated because of a rough start to his career, right? He's a young pitcher, but he's really been turning it around lately. He went 6 solid innings last time. It did fall apart in the 7th, but hey, that's a young pitcher for you. He has been progressing. He's been getting better. He already has a 23.4% strikeout rate, but he does have an 11% walk rate. However, his last two times out, the walk rates were 7.4 and 9.5. 9.5 is not a great number, let me tell you that. But it is lower than 11%, right? And 7.4, that's really good. My point is, Arrighetti is a young pitcher. He's been getting his feet wet in the majors, and he's been showing all kinds of potential with a 13% swinging strike rate, a 30% CSW. He's actually thrown 64.7% of his pitches for strikes. That's a solid number. His BABIP is also really high at 396. So I think there's also room. I think there's also a good argument to be made that he's been a little unlucky as well, because we have a BABIP of 396, almost 400. That's really high. That's a bit unlucky. So if I'm looking at these numbers and I see a young pitcher with all kinds of upside that's kind of starting to tap into it, he has a great matchup against the Athletics. Roll with Arrighetti today. He's 2% owned. He should be available. Jose Soriano is next. 10% owned against Cleveland. And the story with Soriano is he throwing strikes? What's his command like? Well, lately, it's been a lot better. He has 4 straight starts of 61% strikes thrown or more. He threw 69.9% of his strikes, 69.9% of his pitches for strikes against the Rangers last time out. That led to 7 2/3 innings pitch of 5 strikeouts, 1 earned, 5 hits, 2 walks. He did really well against a really good offense, and it's because he threw strikes. It's because he threw strikes. He is a good pitcher. He has great stuff. The command just hasn't been there. But the command has been coming around with the the strike percentage being so high the last 4 times out. Overall, he has a 330 ERA. The xFIB is already below 4 at 381. He has a 21.9% strikeout rate with an 11.2 walk rate. And look, the swinging strike rate in CSW isn't all that great at 10.4 and 20.8. However, those things are starting to go up now that he's throwing more strikes, now that he's starting to command the ball a little bit better. Lately, in 2 of his last 3 starts, he has a 28.9% CSW with an 11% or better swinging strike rate in 4 out of his 6. That 28.9 CSW is 2 of his last 3. Look, Jose Soriano is definitely somebody who is a bit risky, right? There is a chance the command falls apart and this blows up in his face. The Cleveland Guardians do have the 28th lowest strikeout rate, so that does kind of cap Jose Soriano's upside. But I do think that he is a solid play in 12-teamers, especially if you don't care about your ERA and WHIP. But even if you did care about your ERA and WHIP, I think that there is a pretty decent chance that Soriano does well today. I wouldn't blame you if you went for him. There is the upside. There is a good chance that he does well. He's just one of a long list of names today that kind of profiles as someone that has a decent chance to do well. It could blow up in your face, but oh well, that's kind of the risk with streamers to begin with.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Eric Fetty. We're going to have a talk about Mr. Fetty. 49% owned. He has Baltimore. And look, I've been high on Fetty. I really liked him as a stream against a lot of offenses, but things have started to kind of change on him. 3.10 ERA, backed up with the xFIP of 3.80. So that ERA is a bit, he's been overperforming a little bit. The swinging strike rate and the CSW do not support the strikeout rate and the walk rate. The strikeout rate of 21.9% and 6.3% walk rate is backed up with a 9.7 swinging strike rate and a 26.4% CSW. Those aren't very good numbers, right? So Eric Fetty is kind of turning into a guy that doesn't have a ton of strikeout upside. And that is a bit of a bummer, right? Because, he doesn't have a great team context. So it's not like he's going to have a great win chance every time out. If he doesn't have the strikeouts working for him, you're just hoping that he doesn't blow up your ERA and whip, which there is a decent chance that he does that, right? The expected sluggings on a lot of his pitches are pretty solid. The cutter expected slugging is 361. The sinker expected slugging is 397. And if you look at the ex-WOBAs or ex-WOBAs, those are even better at 281, 315, 308. So he is throwing strikes, right? He is showing decent command. He is still a good pitcher, right? I don't want to trash Fetty altogether, but he's no longer the elite streaming option he once was. He's no longer the guy where you're going, you know what, you can start him against, 22, 23 offenses in the league. Now you're kind of looking at streaming him against more of the more middling offenses in the league. And Baltimore kind of qualifies, right? They're 22nd in WRC plus against right-handed pitchers. So I really think that, the Baltimore offense doesn't scare me all that much. So I think you could roll with Fetty today. He's a decent 12-team option. But at the end of the day, he might be someone you might start and then drop. I say he's a decent start against Baltimore, but I think Baltimore's offense is a little better. So let me add a little grain of salt to my analysis here for his streamability for tomorrow. if you straighten him tomorrow, I wouldn't be mad at you because he is still a good pitcher, and Baltimore's offense does not scare me all that much. However, Fetty in general is turning more and more like a fade. So start him with a grain of salt. Just know that the strikeout rate is 21.9%, but it's a bit fraudulent because of the swinging strike rate and the CSW being where it is. You know, the walk rate at 6.3%, I guess, is sustainable, but the rest of it is not. I am not going. I do not like Fetty all that much, but you want to start him against Baltimore. I wouldn't blame you. It's not terrible. All right, Reese Olson, 41% owned. He has Toronto, Reese Olson is just going to be a solid stream all year, especially against offenses like Toronto. He has a 2.16 ERA. Yeah, the xFIP is really high at 380. But look, unlike Fetty, the strikeout rate is backed up with the CSW and swinging strike rate. A 21.2% strikeout rate is backed up with a 12.8 swinging strike rate, a 29.1 CSW. So I think that Reese Olson has a better strikeout upside than someone like Fetty. Which is why I am more high on Olson than I am Fetty. Look, there is a chance that Reese Olson misses the start. Go check out to see what happened at his bullpen session yesterday. But odds are, the latest reports, at least at the time of me writing this podcast, he was expected to start. So go double check that before you start Olson. But if he starts, you're going to go with him. He has a good upside. He does have good strikeout upside. He does have that at swinging strike rate in the CSW that does back up the strikeout rate. He has good expecteds against a lot of his pitches. He has with the 399 expected slugging against the four-seamer, 388 on the slider, 252 on the changeup. That's pretty good. And 398 on the sinker. Those aren't fantastic numbers, but those are definitely good enough for him to be a streamer. He has a 40% whiff rate on the slider and changeup, by the way. So I'm wondering if he might start using that pitch a bit more. When you're getting 40% whiffs on pitches, that might tell you something that he might need to start using that pitch more. I don't know if he's listening to me or not, but you know what? If he calls me, I'll let him know for you. All right, Dean Kramer is next. 38% owned against CSW, and this is just another name of a decent streamer for you. Another name of a decent streaming option for you today. There are, like I said, there's a decent number of them. Kramer is one of them. He has a great win chance against the White Sox. A 4.32 ERA is backed up with an xFIP of 3.98, so not all that inspiring, but against the White Sox, it's more than fine. 23.7% strikeout rate is definitely something you want to chase against the White Sox, right? Anytime you got a pitcher that's a great strikeout pitcher, and he's got the White Sox, odds are you're going to be going for it. And Dean Kramer with a 23.7% strikeout rate is someone that can tap into that strikeout upside against the White Sox. There is a bit of a caveat here. Do not think that Dean Kramer is some kind of excellent, you know, fantastic pitcher, someone you're going to be starting against all offenses. I don't think he's there yet. That xFIP of 3.98 is pretty high. The 10.8% swinging strike rate does not really back up the strikeout rate all that much. So, against the White Sox, Dean Kramer is fine. Against a decent number of offenses, actually, Dean Kramer is probably a fine stream. But if you're looking for that strikeout upside on a rest of season basis, Kramer might not have it. He only had 5 whiffs in his last start, so he might be coming down to earth a little bit. But you know what? Against the White Sox, you're going for it. All right. Aaron Civale is next, 40% owned against the Royals. Civale, I do not believe Civale is a 10-team play anymore. And based on his rostership, y'all don't either. And congratulations. He has a 5.92 ERA. The xFIP is still solid at 3.72. So he is someone I'm still watching, right? He's still someone that I think has it in him to be better. That xFIP does give me some hope. However, for today against the Royals, I am fading him in 10 teamers. I'm probably using him in 12 teamers, though. The problem with the Royals is that while they are a middling offense with the 14th WRC plus against righties, they also strike out very little. They are 29th. They have the 29th lowest strikeout rate against righties. That really limits Savali's upside, right? Because he has a 23% strikeout rate, a 7.1% walk rate, a 29.9% CSW. That's pretty good. But that swinging strike rate, it's what's worrying me. He's down to 10% The last two outings have been awful. He's not missing bats anymore. He has 7.3% swinging strike rate and a 2.6% in his last two outings. In two of his last three outings, his strike percentage, the amount of pitches that he throws for strikes, is below 60%, 56.7 and 59.8 respectively. As of right now, Savali is no longer a 10-team play. If he's going to get back to it, the cutter is going to be key. Because the curveball and sweeper have actually been okay. They have a 28% whiff rate on those, and the expected slugging on the curveball and sweeper is 385 and 293 respectively. But the cutter expected slugging is way up. I didn't write it down, but it's at 440 something. I know that. It's high. It's not good. The cutter needs to come back. He needs to execute the cutter if he wants rest of season 10-team value. But I think he is a good enough pitcher, even if the cutter never comes back, to still be a solid 12-team stream. He does still have a solid strikeout rate. He does have a solid CSW. Even if he's not missing bats, he is still getting called strikes. He is still does still have the ability to get some strikeouts, even if he's not missing bats, because that CSW is still pretty solid. But that does limit his upside in terms of who you can stream him against. Today, I do stream him against the Royals. I still think he's a solid play against the Royals in 12 teams. I would fade him in 10 teams because the upside is gone, because the Royals don't strike out all that much. But 12-teamers, you can go for it. All right. Trevor Williams is next. He has the Mariners. Trevor Williams is just a very uninspiring pitcher. I don't care about that 2.35 ERA and the 4-0 record. The 4-0 record, by the way, is freaking luck, right? That should just go to show just how much variance and randomness there is in wins. I mean, someone like Trevor Williams pitching for the Nationals is 4-0. Good God. Yeah, the win chance is not there typically if for a starting pitcher with the Nationals. So I am fading him to 15 teams today. The XFIB is 404. The swinging strike rate is only 9%. The CSW is only 26%. He does have an okay walk rate of 7.7%. He does have decent enough command. And against the Mariners, I think he can be an okay 15-team play. He does have expected slugging numbers that are pretty solid. The four-seamer is 392, the sweeper is 258, the changer is 368, the sinker is 285. So I do think that there is some potential for Trevor Williams to be a solid stream today against the Mariners, but I don't think the chance is so great that I would chase it in 12 teams. Maybe if you need that volume and then no one else is available, then I guess. But go look and see if someone else is available. I don't like Trevor Williams all that much in 12-teamers. 15-teamers, go for it. You know, those expected sluggings are fine enough. The low walk rate, the Mariner matchup, I think all spell for a 15-team stream. 12-teamers, you're only going to do it if you desperately need some volume and you don't give two flying fucks about your ERA and whip. That's the only way you're going with Trevor Williams today. All right, Jameson Taillon. 38% owned. He has the Cardinals. That's a pretty good matchup, which is really the only reason he's on this list. He has a 220 ERA, but the XFIB is 466. Ugh. He has a 15.9% strikeout rate. That sucks. A 7.2 walk rate is okay, right? He has a 9.1% swinging strike rate, a 26.2% CSW. The things that Taillon has working for him is that he's missing barrels. The barrel rate against him is pretty solid. He is getting pitchers. He is getting hitters to chase. His chase rate is 30%. So, you know, there is some upside there with Taillon, and he does have some good numbers against his secondary pitches. The expected slugging on the cutter is 221, and the sweeper is 247. But he's got to keep that curveball down. The expected slugging on the curveball is 451. And the four-seamer needs to stay high in the zone. If Taillon cannot locate that fastball, can I keep it up in the zone and cannot keep it out of the middle of the zone, things can go very poorly for him. But he's got the Cardinals today, y'all. That means he's a solid stream today. If you need it's very rare for it to be a situation where a pitcher has absolutely no strikeout upside, but I'm going to tell you that I think there's a chance that they could help your ERA and whip a little bit today because he does have the Cardinals. It's a very good matchup for him. He has good command, and expected sluggings are all there. He doesn't walk a whole lot, and he does have a good chase rate. I think Taillon is a decent play today, mainly because of the matchup, because the Cardinals will not make him pay for the mistakes that he will inevitably make. And he's got enough of – his expected numbers are good enough for me to say start him against the Cards. One last name on the list is Colin Ray, 9%. He's got Boston and Fenway. A couple things to note. Boston and Fenway has generally been you're going to fade guys there, right? But this year has been weird. The Red Sox are 27th at home in WRC+. They're 6th on the road in WRC+. You got to imagine that those numbers are going to normalize, right? They're going to kind of level out, and you're going to see them be better on the road, or you're going to see them be better at home. You're going to see them negatively regress on the road. Because the Red Sox offense is okay, but they're supposed to be better in Fenway. Fenway is supposed to be a hitter's haven. But you know what? Boston's been struggling at home, so why not give Colin Ray a shot in deep leagues only? He has a decent enough walk rate of 7.9%. He does have 10 strikeouts in his last 10.1 innings pitched. He does throw strikes at 63.7%. So there is some potential for Colin Ray to be good, but this is only deep league action here only. I'm not, even if you're desperate in those head-to-heads that I've been talking about, I don't know if Colin Ray is the answer here. He's only here for deep leagues. So if you're in a deep league, you can go with Colin Ray. I wouldn't blame you. There are some numbers that tell me that there's a chance that he does well, but there's an even better chance it blows up in your face. All right, y'all. That'll wrap things up for me today. Thank you again for joining me. I've enjoyed every minute of doing these podcasts. I really hope y'all are enjoying it. Reach out to me at PaulW_34. Let me know how I'm doing. Follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball at Ethos Fantasy BB. That's at Ethos Fantasy BB. And as always, this episode has been brought to you by Bet Online. Y'all have a great day. Thank you for joining me.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.